Blog Talk Radio.
Live, Inner Sight, Open Mic, Tuesday night. Hello, everybody. I don't believe we're going to have an engineer tonight, so we'll have to let you know how you can call in to the show, and we will be calling out for a couple of people on the open mic. But first, a special appeal tonight for a lady who almost lost her life. The doctors commented that it's a miracle she's alive. A lady walking on a road in Colorado that was not ADA compliant, a blind woman, and was hit by a car, went through the system, court system, and many of us believe that she was very prejudiced against by the jury, the judge, and the attitude that many, many people have toward the blind and the disabled. She has a chance to try to remedy all that with the Supreme Court of the state of Colorado, but she needs an attorney. So we appeal to anybody out there. If you're a lawyer, you can practice in Colorado. We urge you to please contact Inner Sight, and we'll put you in touch with Mrs. Lewis. So this is a special appeal on our podcast tonight, and we'll probably repeat it later. Help get justice for this lady, because she deserves it. The people that didn't make the road ADA compliant, nothing happened to them. They got away with it. The driver got away with it.
Very sad.
And the judge did nothing to protect her. So any attorneys out there who would like to look at the case and, you know, decide if you want to take it, we greatly appreciate it. You can contact us through Inner Sight at pmpmail.com without attachment, or you can call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090, and help a woman who was absolutely helpless out there on that road.
Mm-hmm.
Because the law didn't protect her.
That's true.
And then when she got in the court, the law didn't protect her. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Do I hear a ghost in the background? Who's here?
Yes, you do.
Oh, I thought you weren't coming on the show.
Nah, I changed my mind. Even though I feel horrible, I just said, you know what? I'm going to help out a little bit. If I feel the way I did a little earlier, then I might step out early. But if not, you have me the whole night.
All right, open mic, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, if you want to talk on the show. You know, keep it clean. Turn down your television, radio, whatever you got on there. YouTube or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I heard something on the news today about, I don't even know all the details, but it was from the Cardassians.
Oh.
How
okay.
They didn't like something on Instagram, you see. And they posted some video along with another celebrity.
Oh, wow.
And the, was it Instagram? I believe it was, yeah. Instagram responded and put up a response in a video, you know. And I was thinking to myself, this is what happens when you have money and the means to back you up.
That's right.
Yeah. And this is why in every aspect of our lives, we as disabled people can't change things, because the money that's there, that's supposed to be helping us, we can't use it to change things for the better.
That's true.
See? In other words, imagine if these people were very highly paid, as they are, the celebrities, but they didn't have supervision of the money. It had to be supervised by some agency. They wouldn't have the clout that they have and the power that they have. So that's what's happening to us. That's why we're in this situation. Because it's set up so that the money is not being used to improve. And you know, it reflects on everybody, because people have to pay taxes. And those taxes are being wasted in so many ways.
Mm.
All right, open mic.
Yep.
Brought to you by Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. Kennedy, buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. There's a lot going on with home building lately. If you want to know some of the good, the real facts, call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. And we thank him for his support of InnerSight.
Oh, yeah, he's very good.
Brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue. The little bear, the Akita. Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And the number, the Akita phone number, 609-388-7004. 388-7004. 609 area code. And along with thinking about dogs, we once again remind the politicians, don't forget about the children in the schools.
That too.
And how are you going to protect children in the schools when September comes in? What are you going to do? Is anything being done?
Right now,
you know,
no.
To try and how are you going to determine that anybody walking into that school in the morning doesn't have a gun on them?
That's right.
You know? And the trick is to be alerted before they get in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have the metal detector in the door, if they get in the door, you know, they can run, and now they're in the building.
Yeah.
You see? And then they open up fire. Better to have someone at the door with a trained dog. Is it perfect? No. Nothing's perfect. But at least you've got a chance if that dog indicates to you, like my dog, indicates to me there's something there.
Right.
You know, there's danger. It indicates to me when she comes, when we are coming across traffic.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what a trained dog would do. You know, the trick is to stop somebody outside before they get in the damn ass building.
That's right.
Otherwise, forget it. You're gonna most likely, people are gonna get hurt, and you're gonna lose life.
Right.
So that's what should be done. In the eyes of InnerSight. And Akita would make a great dog to detect firearms. And there are many, many other breeds, too. What?
We have Anthony waiting. He'd like to say something.
Yeah. So there's many, many other breeds, too. A Big East Akita Rescue. At Verizon.net is the email. All right, inner sight, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them, take care of them. Go an extra mile for a child. Avanti Oquindo, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, and all the children who perished in Texas. Because the doors were open, and a horrible guy got in there with a gun because nobody was alerted outside that he had a weapon. We just talked
That's true.
Minute ago. Go an extra mile for a child. All right, inner sight. Nobody starved on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, and veterinarian services. The number 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. All right. So we have a caller?
We have two, actually, now. One is Anthony, and one I really don't know who.
All right, we have two callers who want to speak on the air. Is that it?
One, Anthony wants to speak, and the other caller doesn't hasn't pressed one yet. But
all right, so let's bring in Anthony from Brooklyn. And
okay.
I want to talk about that comment you heard by the governor online.
Oh, that really bothered me. Here we go.
Governor of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Live on the other side. Hello.
How are you? Hi, Frank. How's it going? So I'm sorry to hear that you don't feel well. If you, you know, care to discuss why you can. If not, I'll just keep it in my prayers that you feel better. But
no, I'm just really tired. I don't know. I think it's part of my anemia. So I got to find out what I could take. I think I'm iron deficient again. That's why I'm really tired.
My mom has the same problem, and, you know, she is especially tired because she gets overcome with the heat, and that's why we have to have an air conditioner on at all times, because neither one of us likes the heat, and we can't wait till the summer's over, but at least the heat wave is over for now. But I wanted to talk about Kathy Hochul today, because it was very interesting. Around 4 o'clock, I watched the news, and I found out that she passed a law where if you are a disabled person and you are not able to make your own decision, the decision that involves you medically when you go to the hospital doesn't necessarily have to be made by your next of kin, you know, as far as the type of treatment or whether to accept treatment anymore. You can appoint someone else, you know, like a friend or a roommate, or, you know, someone close to you to, you know, act as your, I don't know, sort of like, you know, guardian for that issue, or, you know, healthcare proxy, you could say, to decide, you know, rather than your family, because some people, you know, are not close with their family members. Some people, you know, their family members live out of state. They don't have anyone else to decide for them or to, you know, look after them in that way or to take care of them and, you know, help them out that way in life and guide them through. So it was very interesting that she did that, and she said she did that as a way of, you know, trying to be more inclusive and more, I guess, understanding to people.
How does that
keep
people out of nursing homes?
Well, we're not talking about nursing homes. I said if they're in the hospital.
Yeah, but what the hell good is a law if you don't protect people from the bottom line, the nursing home?
It could still protect you somewhat at least, because if that person is allowed to make a medical decision on your behalf, then, you know, you could tell them what you would like either way, and they, you know, could have a say-so in it because they're, you know, appointed by you to make medical decisions. So they're, you know, even though they're not your guardian, you know, according
but
to,
you're still a
like,
step
being
away
a family
from
member,
a nursing home.
Always.
I don't know that. It depends on your situation, and some
well,
people are just going to the hospital.
Well, here's
what it
would have had to
be. What's wrong? Uh-huh.
Okay. Here's what it would have had to excuse and be. I'll give you a friend who actually succumbed because of the healthcare proxy rules. So he could have immediately, if he was in the circumstances that Anthony is talking about, could have said, oh, Frank, you're here. Thank God I could appoint you, or I could tell them that I want you to be my, you know, healthcare proxy, whatever the case may be. You know, and Frank knows which person I'm talking about. I'm not going to, you know, shed any detail. He can actually tell, you know, the story of what happened when he was at
my
the hospital.
My point is that these politicians pass half-assed laws that doesn't mean a damn-ass thing because we don't have the money to stay out of a nursing home.
Yep.
It doesn't mean
well,
anything. It does
mean a lot, Frank, because
no,
the decision wouldn't
what does
necessarily
it mean?
Be
somebody can,
the decision.
Can,
I don't like
to talk to a doctor
you
for
why.
You.
The decision would not be made by a doctor, and you know you can decide to you know have that decision made by somebody else. So
that
if
might
you
not
become,
be
well, what good
either.
Is that if they can't back it up?
But that's your
that's
choice.
It.
They have backed it up. But again, the
how
government.
How can they back
Frank,
it up? They're on no money.
It's,
you're going to give them the money?
That doesn't have to do with money. It's a health care decision.
Of course it does.
Whether to receive
treatment
or not.
Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example.
The kind
suppose,
of care.
Suppose they want to put the person in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
mm-hmm.
And this person goes to the doctor or whatever and says, no, my friend doesn't want to go into a nursing home, right?
Right.
And
right.
they go to court. Yeah. And the judge says, well, how are you going to keep you're this person's friend? How are you going to keep this person out of a nursing home? Do you have the money to take care of them? How are you? I want to know how you're going to be set up.
Frank, this is something I'm not sure about. This has to do with the hospital only, not where it extenuates
hospital
into
send
a
people
nursing,
to
home.
Nursing home.
And
yes,
you
they do.
All
right,
the time.
But that is when the person gets to that state. This, as far as I understand it, as far as I know, all I know is that it has to do with you being in the hospital. I don't know if it goes, you know, outside of the hospital, you know, if you're going to be sent to a nursing home, if they're allowed to, you know, involve themselves that much, if that law extenuates
unless
that much.
There's resources
but,
there.
But you, when you take
it's
someone in
help.
Your home, Frank, and they come from a nursing home, you don't get questioned about what kind of assets you have. It you get asked, you know, if the place that you live in is suitable for the person, if you have room for them, if they need a hospital bed, things like that, if it's accessible.
Sure,
if it has
they
a
don't
ramp.
Care. They can always put you
and,
back in the nursing home.
Well, you have
true.
The
That's
right to go home
mom.
Anyway, but you have to have you have to have an income. But, you know, the disabled person has to have an income. They would have SSI anyway. We know that it's not much, but they're not seen as totally dependent on you, whereas you wouldn't have the right to have them living in your home because you couldn't afford to take care of them. Your situation, Suzanne, was different because they put your mom there because they said that you wouldn't be able to take care of her because you were bedbound. So if she only got limited hours from the Medicare, then she wouldn't be able to survive after the aide left because she was only getting, for example, 4 hours a day, which means you could only give, like, breakfast and lunch, and, you know, you might be able to squeeze in dinner for somebody else if you make enough, but they're not going to see it, you know, that way for someone who's bedbound because the person, you know, needs manual care, like, I need something to drink, can you change my socks, you know, I need to be turned, you know, whatever the situation is. And
I've had to think about that myself in terms of my care, and that right there is my biggest worry, that somebody will say, oh, you're not capable of taking care of X, Y, and Z, your husband, say. My husband, you know, right now, God, thank God, he doesn't have any issues except for a few. You know, he's overweight and other things, but that's aside the point. The thing that worries me, God forbid anything happens to him, I get, you know, fast-forwarded into a nursing home, number one. Number two, if he himself, he can't get any care, because that's exactly what my mother and father both went through. Okay, my father didn't have, he only had 4 hours, like you said. That's all they give people, and then they watch to see you demise. And then they say, okay, this person is demising greatly. You've been responsible for their demise. You've got to put them in a nursing home, or we will put them in a state nursing home. And that's both of them landed because of, you know, the stupid policies. And I think
a friend talking to a doctor is not going to make a damn bit of difference.
A doctor automatically deciding something that you might not want, or you know, deciding on on your behalf because you're on it.
Because
that's not true.
If you
Frank,
go to court,
that's not true.
The judge is going to listen to the doctor, not the
if you
not
go
the
to
friend.
Court, Frank. If you go to court, Frank, there are people that are considered clinically brain dead who were still on life support, where hospitals,
which is horrible,
you know, thought, you know, you should have taken them off because they cannot be saved, and you know there is no brain function, and people were allowed to keep their relatives alive for long periods of time till hospitals went through long processes.
Now you're talking about a will thing.
No.
It's the same kind of thing.
It's the same kind of thing, Frank.
Well,
it's just medical decisions.
What happened to the most agreement?
It doesn't have to be a will. What happened to the most agreement, sir?
It's called the MULST, M-U-L, I think, S-T. It's a MULST agreement. What it is that you determine on that piece of paper.
In writing.
Right. You determine on that piece of paper exactly to the T what you want. And then you indicate it's
but
a DNR
if the person
form.
Is not competent.
Yeah, but wait a minute,
hold
it. But you're not
going to
get that in the hospital.
No.
You're not going
to get
that in the hospital.
But if the
suppose you put on the paper, I want all organic therapy going in my body. And I want
if
certain
you can't afford it, you wouldn't
consulted.
Get it anyway.
Well, that's what I mean. You're not
going
to get that.
Right, no. but nobody would get what they can't afford in life, Frank. That's the way it is with everything.
But the money is there.
Disgusting, Anthony.
The money is there, but it's not being used in the right way.
Well, yes, but that you're talking about, okay, Anthony, I've been involved with it for my mom. And what I've had to do is sign what was called a MULST agreement, and what did they do? It's a DNR, and it's the worst thing I've ever had to do for a person, to be honest.
Right.
It made me sick for days on end that I'm deciding their life.
But you still made a decision. It wasn't taken away from you because you are bedbound
That piece of information was not, okay? they gave me the, they told me, okay, you're the healthcare proxy. Now we need you to do a step further because now we're getting into the quality of life and also her ability to eat on her own, her ability to drink something on her own are now affected after she had the brain infection. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She needs a more detailed and more specific sort of paper where they say, okay, I'll give you an example of this. Food and drink is on that.
Right.
Do you want food and drink to be given to your loved one, you know, after, you know, they made this agreement, blah, 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 blah. Your food
uh-huh.
and drink, if you don't put that on there, guess what? You will now have a DNR that this person will now be drinking and eating by, you know, the nutrition that goes through the belly or the nutrition that goes through a vein in their neck, and that's keeping them alive, okay? You've had
right.
to make that decision earlier, okay? You've had to make that decision right when a slight bit of problem was happening until
right.
you actually, and I've had to write into the Mulsteri, even though I could not see the stupid thing, we had to sit
because
down.
Because they're scared and they want you to prepare for the worst. Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, before we go on, let me tell you what the governor should have done. Right? If she really cared about us, right,
mm-hmm.
she would have said, when you're in a hospital or when you're being dealt, when you know you have to deal with an institution or an agency of any kind, I will guarantee that you won't be put into a nursing home. I will guarantee. Listen to me, damn it.
Guarantee that. That's
listen,
a
yes,
personal medical decision
yes,
verified
can.
On an individual basis based on
I will guarantee
your condition.
That you won't go into a nursing home, and I will guarantee you that this state will protect you and give you what you need to stay in your own home. If
she
really
does
wanted
not
to get our vote,
that
that's what she would have done.
Legally, to pass that, she does not have
you
that
said
authority.
You said she passed a law.
She passed a law to allow
well,
that kind of
what
guardianship.
What I just said is the law she should have passed.
Whereas if you were not able to make decisions.
Yeah.
But she would, that type of decision would overstep her authority. She would not be
no,
able
it wouldn't.
To
come on,
pass
it.
Actually,
she could present it to the legislator.
Law. It's a state
and
law she made it.
No,
she explained very distinctly in that conversation, with, I believe it was a press conference after it, she said that it was, you know, legally she was able to do it for the state of New York only. So now,
right.
know, say for
yeah.
example,
that would have
one,
to be passed on
that's
a federal level.
That's what I'm talking
level,
about, the state of New York.
You should have
set
but
the example.
But,
right.
you know,
but do you think that would have passed if she wanted to do that
of
on her
of course
own?
It would have passed.
You know, every
because millions
Frank,
of disabled people would have made it pass.
Every
yeah.
every politician, as you call them, Frank, has limits to authority. You, there are checks and balances in government. You can't just
yeah,
do what
know.
You want. That kind of law would have to be passed by the House, the Senate, and everyone and their mother.
No,
and,
no,
and,
I'm
and,
talking
and,
about New York State. I'm not talking about.
I that would be that would have to be on an individual case by case basis. She cannot overstep a doctor's decision. She cannot over you know get involved in what would become a private family you know personal dispute made by medical professionals and social workers and a family you know that kind of thing.
She could set it up so the money would be there to keep you out of the nursing home.
Well, here's
that's all
the thing
that
bothers me.
They give you that money by providing an aid for you, and that's all they do. But as far
that
as
that doesn't
to
keep
eat,
you out of a nursing home.
No, it doesn't.
What
about hospice?
Do you want to? What hospice can be provided in the home or in a facility? Susan?
Yeah, I like it at home. Leave me alone.
Hospice is just pretty much. A home health aid, that's all it is.
That's it.
And not the hospice care agencies are pretty much taught that, you know, to be, you know, extra compassionate
I
to the person because they're dying,
the
you have short-term care, And they accept, you know, different cases than the other agencies do because the person is dying. Well, I mean, people have thought that way for years, and sometimes I agree with you, but, you know, it's something. You know, it's a step in the right direction. It's more than what, you know, a lot of governors have done. We haven't been mentioned by any, you know, governor in years to do anything for us, and we're very rarely mentioned on the news. So today, you know, she did something for us, and at least, you know, we were on her mind.
She didn't do anything for me.
What do you want her to do for you?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
What do I want her to do for me?
Everything.
I want her to pass a law. Wait a minute. Let me answer that question. I want her to pass a law in this state that a blind person's protected when they're denied a guide dog. I want her to make the money available to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. You know?
Yep.
I want her to make everything accessible for people who roll around in wheelchairs. That's what I want her to do for me.
Lots of things are accessible these days. Well, let's look at the guidelines in which a person can be denied a guide dog.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's evaluate, you know, rule by rule why the person got denied and, you know, if
there
it's right
any
and if
guidelines.
It's wrong.
There's no guidelines. You have nothing.
What are some of the reasons why people get denied? Let's look at that.
The agencies, because the agencies deny them. They don't, in their opinion, you know, it could be they don't like the person. They don't like the way the person's acting. They don't like the way the person handled the dog or whatever.
No such thing, you know, as they don't like
the
person. That's nonsense. But it's an individual guide dog school issue. It's looked upon by the individual trainer. Some blind people, Frank, don't have good mobility skills, and for that reason, you can't have a guide dog because they can't manage themselves.
But at least
to walk with a guide
cane. Can the schools prove that in a court of law?
No, they didn't.
Here's how it works. If I'm an evaluator, I'm the judge. I make that decision
can
because I'm the
evaluator. Can make a decision, but can they prove it in a court of law?
You don't have to prove it. If you don't like
you
my
don't
decision,
have to prove
go
it.
To another guide dog school. Oh,
now you're talking like a dictator.
It's their right to determine based on that evaluator's decision.
Not when there's no law, it's not their right.
Well, not everything is written in the law, Frank. When you get a home health aide, it's not written in the law how many hours you get or shouldn't get this and that. Yeah, you got to appeal.
Well, that's part of the problem.
If you're going to go to...
Everything
isn't going to go all the way, Frank. We all know that. That's the way it is.
Everything to go our way. We're just looking to better the system. Anyway, we got to take another phone call.
Come to my house and you ask me for something, I decide whether I want to give it to you. If you don't like it, you go to somebody else's house and you ask them. If they give it to you, if they want to, if they like you, if that's what you claim, if they think you should have it, and they give it to you, then, you know, good for you, that's great. But I'm the evaluator in my house, and I don't have to give it to you. That's the way it is.
I don't think that's the way it is. You have a choice. You do.
That's
you have a
your
choice.
House, but I'm not talking about
right.
that.
Right. It's the
well,
same
talking
thing.
About agencies that get money
When I'm an evaluator, they're not going to, you know, make laws for everything like that, Frank. Maybe they will one day. But you can't override an evaluator's decision. It's up to that individual person's practice and mind.
I did it. Many times.
I did as well.
How so?
Trained the dog on my own. Made jackasses
out of it. Right, but that doesn't make you a certified evaluator or qualified to make that
sure
decision.
It does.
It's qualified. No,
of course
no.
It does. I learned from certified trainers.
Standards. Right. So you said that you learned well enough. How do we know that? Do you have a certificate to prove that? Are you a certified trainer?
You know how
if
you know
you
it?
Not
when you
yet,
see
then
the dog,
do
when
the
you
work.
See the dog
mm-hmm.
do the work.
Yeah.
That's how you know it.
I'm sure there are some people who think that your guide dog isn't that great, that you just have it for a companion because you love it, because, you know, you like pets, and that's the way it
well,
is. But if you want something
opinion.
To be legal, well, right, but if you want something to be legalized, it has to be done by a guide dog school, and you have
no,
the certificate.
No, that is a guide dog.
The ADA says that anybody can train a guide dog.
Right. But if you want one that's acknowledged by the guide dog school, then you have to follow their process.
And it takes years, and then they denied me even that process. Do you realize that, Anthony? They denied me the act of what they're evaluating. They denied me everything. They told me that they're not doing that anymore, and they lied. They lied. They are.
Because
2 weeks later, I get money, ask for money, and I'm like, no, this ain't right.
They
you know,
had you on mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
Because guide dog schools are independent, and they have the right to determine whether they think a person qualifies for a guide dog or if they
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, but they
and,
didn't even see me yeah. act in their school. They didn't even talk to me. They just said, I'm sorry, you cannot apply here. Guide,
what?
You know, and I had a form filled out. I had everything. I had everything they needed.
That
and they
was
said
an
I wasn't
unfair decision.
And then this woman 2 years later tells me, oh, we never got rid of that program. I don't know what that other person was talking to you about. And I realized that other person was the director. Now, I find that ludicrous. I find it
right.
heart.
Anthony,
well,
thank
I think
you. We
got to. But there's other guide dog schools. Okay, friend.
We
got to
take another call.
Okay.
Right.
Take
right.
care.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Inner Sight. Who's on the line, do you know?
No, I don't know this other person, but I do have Louie, too. But I'd rather get the other person first to see what's going on with that person.
All right.
Okay.
Mystery caller.
Here it comes.
Live
yep.
on Inner Sight.
Here he comes. Or she.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey. Yeah, this is Katherine.
Oh, Katharina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, how you
Hi,
doing?
Yeah. Hi, Susie.
How
right.
you doing, Mama? I haven't heard from you in a
right.
while.
I'm just getting over the COVID.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I done had it 3 times.
3 times?
No. Yeah.
Wow, you better build
you gotta
your
get your immune system up there, girl.
I had it 2 times last year and 1 time this year.
Wow. That's a lot. That wears you down. You gotta really start with the immune things to build your immune system. Because if that doesn't mm-hmm. happen, boy, oh boy, you're going to get racked up like that. You don't want that.
Oh, I already know that. I know how I feel. Because the first one I had almost killed me. I feel like I was down with the first one.
Wow.
The first
know,
one was
my
real
neighbor,
bad.
My neighbor, mm-hmm. and I should say relative through marriage, she had it 3 times. And mm-hmm. she had the one most recent one, which was very contagious. And she, said, I don't know if I'm going to, last with this one. But it turned out to be the shortest and the easiest one that she had to deal with. You know, thank
mm-hmm.
God. I mean, everybody, has really been stressed by this COVID, being either living in the house without contact with anybody, sort of like an isolation syndrome, and then also a lot of other people have been. I'm sorry. Yes, I didn't hear you.
They got monkey paws out too.
Yeah, I know. I heard that.
Well, I don't have a monkey,
one.
So I don't think I'll get it.
No, it's transferring between humans now.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting. Monkey pox. I saw a picture on the news. Of what they look like. They look like chicken pox. And I'm like, wait a second, are they confusing it? But it's not. It looks like chicken pox, but more infected looking in my eyes.
Yeah, it's like, it looks worse than chicken pox, don't
it? Yeah, it is. Yeah, definitely.
Them
is.
Bugs look like it's about to pop from what I've seen.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm staying away from anybody that has any risk. Cause that's
get that
I
wild oil of oregano. Kills virus.
Yeah, yeah, I have it. I've been drinking that stuff. And you know what? I went through a whole bottle just when my husband had COVID. I thought really for sure I'd be getting it. Nope. Between the all the things that I've been taking that are natural, I didn't get anything. I was shocked, actually. I really thought I was going to get it. But I didn't get it. Yep. So I definitely recommend
anyway,
it.
Listen,
highly.
Katarina.
Yeah.
Take better care of yourself, you know. We got to take another call.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Okay, then.
Keep in
I'm
touch with
I'm going to try to take
us,
care of myself.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, keep in touch with us.
Please keep in touch.
I will.
All right, Inner Sight.
All right, honey.
And
bye-bye.
Tomorrow night's our nursing home show. So don't forget that.
Nope.
I wish the governor would listen. Maybe she could learn something.
Yeah, maybe. I feel like I'm
all right,
going
let's get Louis
straight to her.
Let's get Louis the Lip on the line.
All right, here comes Louis.
Today's his birthday.
Yeah, I know.
Happy birthday,
happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday, Louis the Lip.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
To you.
Hey,
hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Thank
happy
you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
All right.
Dave. You do anything,
nice
guys?
Birthday.
How are you?
Good.
Yep,
I'm doing
the
well.
26th of July is my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The anniversary day of the ADA. And that means if you were born on that day, which I doubt, you're older than that. Anyway, I just like.
Hey, Louis, how old are you?
6'4".
Whoa,
64,
baby.
Huh?
Almost retirement age.
Young guy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
6'4". 64.
6'4".
6'4".
Yeah, are you
6'4"? So you went out
now?
For your birthday?
Yep.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
International House of Pancakes.
Oh, I like that. I do. That's my favorite, actually. What'd you get?
I got a scrambled egg and two strips of bacon, hash browns, and a Spanish omelet with jalapeno in it. And Spanish peppers and onions.
Wow.
Hey, Louis.
Was it hot?
You know what they... Remember that thing on Jackie Gleason when she said to him, now that you got your gas bag full, why don't you blow away?
Yeah.
That's what Louis did. He blew away.
He did.
With all that food.
Oh, my God. I would have slept right there.
Holy
forget about home. That happened to me once. I was so tired, I just fell asleep right where I was. And then the waiter comes over, taps me on the shoulder and says, do you know you're sleeping in the restaurant? I'm like, sorry, I just really don't feel
just
well.
Just label her the vagrant.
That's right, he did, actually. And they watched me the whole time. My husband was in the bathroom. What do they expect? I was bored. I fell asleep.
All right, Louis, so it's 8:43. New York, and we got to talk about what's going on Friday night.
That's right.
On the funny right
here. El tiempo de 8:43 en la tarde es el programa de Frank Perino, el Black Talk, el radio de Black Talk, lunes a viernes de 8 y 9 de la noche.
There you go.
Sí.
Yes, gracias.
Yeah.
Hey, Susanna, I had a good breakfast, and it was good. I had coffee with it.
Oh.
For your birthday.
That must have been good.
Yeah, I finished the whole plate.
Oh, my goodness.
The whole plate.
I got to eat. Come on, I go to IHOP, Frank.
I have a little pancakes. Yeah, you ate your food, and then you ate everybody else's food, right?
There you go.
Yeah. the female waitress.
Female waitress. All right.
Yeah.
So who took you over there? Your dad?
My father and my mother.
Oh, that's nice.
The Bayshore Mall at the IHOP.
Yeah, yeah.
And after
yeah,
that,
I know where it is. I haven't been there for
up,
a while.
And I went to go to the movies in Port Jefferson.
Oh, what'd you see at the movie?
Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, yeah? What
Tom
is that?
Cruise.
Is that a Western?
No, ain't no Western. It's a Navy pilot plane in the Air Force.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a good movie. I had a little popcorn over there.
Yeah, Top Gun. I guess that's the gun on the plane, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You saw Top Gun, though? That's cool.
Hey, Frank,
like
you're proud of me? I eat my breakfast at a IHOP.
Well, you can eat. I know that.
Oh, your boy. Yeah.
I know.
Here we go.
I know an elephant that doesn't eat as much as you.
Probably.
Give it to a rhinoceros.
Oh, you're so fresh, Frank.
Yeah, a rhinoceros. Hey, Louie, give us a promo for Friday. Come on.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Rosanna Dana. Make sure you turn in Viernes de 8 de 9 de la noche de Inner Sight, Radio de Blatok Radio. From 8 to 9 o'clock, we're going to have a lot of laughter. And we're going to have Jackie Gleason's Honeymooners, Efren's Son, Lauren Hardy, Your Friendly Philosophy. What else? Lauren Hardy.
Louis the
and
Lip.
And don't forget, I'm going to go to the women's bathroom with Pat Cooper with the swab. I won't forget that.
No, boy.
All right. Inner Sight.
With a tickle feather.
847 New York.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so, and Louis's got to have a good song for Friday.
What song shall
we
have?
We had a song. I can't think of what it was, but it will come back. It'll come back to me.
Did he do Satchmo the last time?
Yeah, he did.
Satchmo. Yeah.
Louis, think about a good song.
We'll get to the devotion. You got the low and low got the devotion. I got the high road and we'll see you soon. Me and you.
Oh, Louis,
there you
that
go.
Was nice.
Been into Neil Diamond lately, huh?
Yeah, he is. I was noticing.
Yeah.
That means something you can say.
Hey, Suzanne, thank you for singing my happy birthday.
You're welcome. It's something small for me. I can't sing too well. Frank does better.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, Lou. We'll see you Friday, huh?
Yep.
Jingle bells, Batman sells, Robin Lane. The Batmobile lost the wheel, the Joker ran away.
I tried finding your funny song for Jingle Bells last Christmas, and I couldn't find it. Then when I put some songs that were funny on, you know, the system board that we have, I found the other song. I go, great. Now I can't put this one up because the other one's there already. So I'm going to find it for this coming Christmas, God willing, and we'll put it up.
All
okay,
right,
I love
let's
you.
Clear
thanks
the board.
Thank you for a song of happy birthday to Louis Rivera.
Aw, Louis, you have a great birthday.
Many more, Lou.
Many more.
Okay, I love you guys. You take care.
I
call you Friday.
Okay. Take care.
All right, Inner Sight, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. and wish Tommy McAteer a speedy recovery.
How's he doing?
And I don't know. He hasn't called me back yet.
Oh.
But John Corrado said he's going to be all right, so that's good enough for
me. Oh, good.
Thank God. I want to thank all our friends for keeping Inner Sight on the air.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really tired of these politicians with all this petty crap that
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean a damn thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They keep camouflaging what we really need, you know.
Yes.
I mean, think about it. Think about it.
I think about it.
What does that cost the state, what this governor did? What did she put up for us? You know? Nothing. Nothing. I mean, what the hell is that? You know?
Yep.
She's not protecting us where we need protection.
Nope.
A woman that we're trying to help now walks on a road and nearly gets killed because the
mm-hmm.
ADA wasn't compliant.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Did she do anything? Did the governor in this state do anything about that? How many roads in this state aren't compliant with the ADA?
You know what she said, Frank? I have to wait and see her actions, but she did say this. She said, let New York be the first example of improving the ADA and give the rights, you know, to the disabled person. It's supposed to be following the actual laws of civil rights, but it's not. It's weak.
How the
she
hell can you be protected when it doesn't do a damn thing when you're put into a nursing home?
Right.
You're not
she protected. Needs to know that. We need to get that to her somehow.
Well, I'm going to call her
yeah.
office and
yeah,
try to talk to
should.
Her. Of course, they won't put
yeah.
me through, but at least I'll be able to talk about it on the show.
Right.
Yeah. She really wants to do something? Turn these nursing homes into accessible housing.
Yeah, she needs
you know?
To.
That would really do something for people.
Yeah.
You know, for the millions of us.
I
you
would
know?
Be shocked
some,
if she did that.
Put some power behind us.
That's right.
You know, she won't do that because I bet you any money people that own nursing homes are donating money to her.
Oh, hell yeah. All these politicians who talk against us, I would say. Now, this is a generalized statement, but I've noticed that they become initially, they're, oh, we could do this and we could do that. And then when they're called by the lobbyist or called by on you know, Capitol Hill, when they're voting there as well, and they're told, listen, you won't get my money of $2 million, whatever the amount that the nursing home
yeah, of course.
Is going to give.
Of course.
You won't get it. And if you don't follow us, you won't get anything else in the future. And that's what makes them freak out. And
yeah.
it shouldn't be based on how much somebody is giving to, you know, the actual nursing home. It shouldn't be based on that. I can, you know, I have a different thing that was really concerning me. I remember years ago when I was in the appellate division, three judges voted against me because I had won the case, you know, that I had. And one of them, bravely so, voted in my behalf to get a trial. But no, I couldn't even appeal it anymore because that was the top highest court that I was, you know, working with. Let me say,
well, you won,
that,
and then and then what happened? You lost the appeal.
Yeah.
You won the case, and
right.
in other words, the oil company that you were fighting with appealed
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Because they got the money to do it.
Oh yeah, they had at least 10 lawyers there for my little old me. Okay. And that was really, I had only 5, but still, and I was amazed that they had 5 on my case. My case was big, you know.
a fat case, as you should say. It was.
So if these politicians really want to help us, let them stop doing these stupid, petty things and address the real problems that we
yeah.
have to deal with.
Definitely.
You heard a couple of them mentioned tonight on the show.
Yeah.
You know, service dogs, no law, no license. Agencies aren't even licensed to train service dogs. How
no,
can you deal
not.
With a situation like that?
How could you deal with somebody saying to you, listen, you can't come here, and then find out 2 years later that the actual program was never taken away?
Yeah, because there's
I
no regulation. They can
no, I know.
Tell you whatever they want.
Yep.
There's no regulation.
But it really boils me over to know that right then and there, I think I called you right away, like, are you okay? And I said to you,
they can't get away with it.
I just applied.
And the next thing is, if you sent in an application, how much money did they raise on that application?
Well, that application. That's correct. I don't know. I wish I did.
Of course you don't know.
They don't want to tell
you. You don't
that.
Know because there's no regulations.
That's right.
You know? So we approached the state on that, the head state senator. He wouldn't do a damn thing about it.
No, he was. He's retired now, and he still didn't do anything about it. You know.
Well, he's still there. He didn't retire. When does he retire? September.
I think so. When that change is over, then the new people come in. I think. Who knows? They might even have to make a special. Where
there's
going to
be an election.
A special election, yeah.
Yeah. All right, in a sight. And brought to you by the, don't forget about the third eye, Insight. You want to stay in shape and learn how to protect yourself. Check out the third eye, Insight with Devin Fernandez. And jot down this number, 631-445-3464. The third eye, Insight. And if you want to know more about the third eye, give Devin a call. 631-445-3464. Inner sight reminds you about insight. Third eye, insight.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
All right. So open mic. We got a few minutes left. Let's see how many minutes we got left. Wait a minute.
Three minutes.
Other callers on the line?
Nope, we're good. One caller.
We got a couple of minutes anyway. Be with you tomorrow night on the Nursing Home Show.
Oh yeah.
You know. And check out our ad.
Have you decided a title of that?
You mean a subtitle?
A subtitle, yeah.
Not yet, no.
Not yet.
Check out our ad in Able News.
Mm-hmm.
You find it online, and then you can find it when the paper comes out in September.
Exactly.
Able News. And we thank Angela Melanie for the Able News and for the donating the ad. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank all our callers, listeners, people who help keep Inner Sight on the air. Tomorrow night, our Nursing Home Show, turn them into accessible housing. Give people freedom and equality.
Yes.
Thank you so much. All right. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Inner Sight.
Take care, everyone.